各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to be with you all, brothers and sisters.
今天晚上我们一起来学习的题目是你的破口在哪里？
Tonight, our topic for mutual encouragement is going to be Where are your breaches?
2001年的11月8号是小弟一个非常难忘记的日子。
2001, November
8th.
November 8th was a very memorable day for me.
不是结婚纪念日，也不是生日。
It wasn't my birthday, nor was it my anniversary.
而是在那一天呢，差点死掉。
It was that day I was very close to death.
可能大家都在那个时候啊，都听说小弟跟我太太在那个非洲西非那几地啊所遇到的抢劫，还为我们祷告。
And maybe you have heard about this incident when me and my wife were in Africa near Nigeria. We were robbed.
那天晚上是什么事情呢？
What happened that night?
我们是住在一个非常富有的兄弟的家里。
We were visiting and living at a very wealthy brother's place.
这位弟兄的弟兄啊，神祝福他做生意做得很大，在那几年的首都 Lagos 很好的一个区啊，住了一个非常大的房子。
God bless his brother, and he has a very great home in the capital Nigeria.
那么我们住在里面，它有非常高的墙，有铁丝网，有铁门，也有守卫。
And when we were living, he has very high walls and high fences and also security guards.
但是那些贼啊，到底怎么进到房子里面来呢？
But how did these thieves enter the house?
原来那个墙非常的薄啊，那个砖头是空心的，没有几下就给它撬破了。
In reality, the tall walls are made of hollow bricks and they were easily broken into.
但是进来园子之后也很难进来家里啊。
But after they entered the yard, it was very difficult to enter into the house.
因为每一个门、每一个窗都有铁枝、铁窗。
Because every window and every door has metal fences.
但是到底怎么进来的呢？
But how did they come in?
原来他们发觉有一个厕所的小窗户没有装铁窗。
Because they found out there was a small window of the bathroom that did not have this wire.
也没有关起来。
Nor was it closed.
所以很轻易的，他们就。一堆贼都进到家里面来抢劫啊
！So a group of the thieves came into the house.
对，还好，感谢神的保守，让小弟跟我太太有机会活过来。
And so, thank the grace of the Lord, my wife and I were able to live.
所以这个给我们一个思考的方向。
So this gives us a way to ponder.
铜墙铁壁很坚固。
That you can have very sturdy walls and very sturdy doors.
但是如果有人在他的破口、他的破洞当中溜进来，或者是从那份攻击里的话，就不堪一击了。
But if anyone found out any breaches in this wall, then they can come in and attack.
破口是很小。
This piece may be very small.
最容易忽略。
And they'll be easily neglected.
我们也很想去防备它。
We will want to prevent this.
但是会有最大的影响。
But there will be a great influence.
我们请看以赛亚书二十二章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 22.
以赛亚书二十二章。
Isaiah chapter 22.
第九节。
Verse 9.
以赛亚书二十二章第九节。
Isaiah chapter 22, verse 9.
你们看见大卫城的破口很多，便聚集下池的水。
Verse 9, you saw that the city of David had many breaches in its defenses.
这里先知啊，在提起当时的耶路撒冷圣城大卫城被攻打过了，破口很多。
Here is a prophecy that, here the prophet says that the city of David had many breaches after the attack.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
如果一道墙，无论它有多大多坚固。
Because no matter how sturdy and how strong this wall is.
但是它有个弱点，就会被攻破了。
If there's a weak spot, then it will be attacked.
今天我们的信仰也是一样。
This goes the same for our spiritual faith.
因为我们不是完全人。
Because we're not complete human beings.
所以都可能有信仰上的破口。
So we'll have weaknesses in our faith.
所以我们个人的灵性的破口在哪里呢？
So where are our spiritual breaches?
就是我们今天要讨论的问题。
And it is a topic for today.
一个人的破口什么时候会跑出来呢？
When will we discover this breach?
通常是在压力之下，在攻击之下，在时间长了之下，就会显现出来了。
It usually stands when there's pressure of time.
我们请看诗篇一百零六篇。
Let us look at Psalms 106.
诗篇106篇是记载以色列百姓他们离开埃及在走旷野的路要进迦南地。
Psalms 106 records the Israelites in the desert when they're
一开始大家都走得很高兴。
In the beginning, they were all very joyful.
在神行十大神迹的时候，每一个百姓都在欢呼。
Because at that time, God performed miracles.
信心都好像很好。
And they seemed to have great faith.
但是什么时候出现问题呢？
But when did the problem arise?
越走，摩西带领他们就越发觉这个破口越来越大了。
As Moses led these people, he realized the breaches grew bigger.
你看23节哦。
Let us look at verse 23.
106篇23节。
106:23.
所以他说要灭绝他们，若非有他所拣选的摩西站在当中。小字原文作破口，使他的愤怒转烧，恐怕他就灭绝他们了。这里是记载神差一点要毁灭以色列百姓。
Here it says God from his wrath almost destroyed the Israelites.
还好有摩西站在那个破口当中。
And if Moses hadn't stood in the breaches,
站在他们的软弱当中。
That he had stood in their weakness.
不然的话，以色列百姓早就没有了。
Or else the Israelites will be destroyed.
所以这个我们告诉我们的，我们来看看这一段，到底他们有什么破口。
So let us think about this and find out what breaches they had.
我们看第十三节啊。
Let us look at verse 13.
等不多时，他们就忘记他的作为，不仰望他的指教，反倒在旷野大起欲心，在荒地试探神。第一个破口啊，他们就是在困难的时候，在旷野的时候，他们的欲念越来越大。
The first breach is when they're in the desert, they had their craving.
他们要进到迦南地。
They wanted to enter the land of Canaan.
他们应该知道，我们现在要辛苦一点，无论怎么样，我要撑到迦南地就好了。
They know that no matter how difficult it is right now, as long as they get in the land of Canaan.
最大的致命伤是什么呢？
What is their greatest goal?
他们在旷野地的时候想起埃及的好处。
That when they're in the desert, they thought of Egypt.
哇，想起好吃的。
And they thought of what good things they had in Egypt.
想起好玩的。
What leisure activities they had in Egypt.
所以他们欲望很大。
So they had great cravings.
一个人欲望很大的时候，没有办法走天国道路。
When a person has great desires, they cannot walk the path to heaven.
因为旷野路是辛苦的。
Because this desert road is very treacherous.
我们今天走天国道路也是辛苦的。
This goes the same for the path to heaven.
如果我们的心中常常欲望非常大。
If in our heart we have much craving,
我也想要这个，也想要那一个。
That I want this and I want that.
有了东西之后，想要更多更大的。
And if I have this, I want more of this.
这个就是成为一个破口了。
This is a breach.
然后呢，这里有什么破口？第十六节。
And what else? Let us look at verse 16.
他们又在营中嫉妒摩西和耶和华的圣者亚伦。进度。
16. In the camp, they grew envious of Moses and of Aaron, who was consecrated to the Lord.
他们在困难当中，结果反而生出嫉妒，没有互相帮助，反而生出嫉妒来。
When they're in a difficult situation, they were envious and they didn't ask for help.
然后第十九节，他们在何烈山上造了金牛犊，拜铸成的像。
At Horeb, they made a calf and worshipped an idol cast of metal.
就是拜金主义，拜偶像。
They worshipped an idol.
所以你看。越走旷野路，问题发觉越多。
So the further they went into this desert, the more problems they had.
我们走天国路，不要以为说受洗那一天就开始就完美了，就到天国那一天了。
So we must not think that the moment we're baptized, we're complete and we're perfect.
我们每一个礼拜、每一个月、每一年，我们都发觉，我的自己的个人的问题往外跑出来。
And every week and every month and every year, you'll find more and more new problems from yourself.
所以怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
我们来看一节，那个以西结书十三章。
Let us look at Ezekiel chapter 13.
以西结书十三章。
Ezekiel chapter 13.
第五节啊，还是我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
十三章第三节。
Chapter 13, verse 3.
主耶和华如此说：愚妄的先知有祸了，他们随从自己的心意，却一无所见。这里什么叫做破口呢？
So what is the breach here?
凡离开神的话语跟神的意念有不一样的，就是有一个空位进来，魔鬼就可以进来了。
If whatever you do is different from God's will, then there's a gap for the devil to come in.
像刚刚我们所说的，欲望太大，就是一个破口了。
Like what we just said, having too much craving, this is a weakness.
嫉妒就是一个破口了。
And having envy, this is a breach.
所以魔鬼就会从这种地方进来。
So the devil will come in through these.
所以我们要怎么样面对这种破口呢？
How do we face these breaches?
我们要学摩西啊，刚刚我们读过了，他站在破口当中。
We must be like Moses, and like we just read, he stood in the breaches.
我们今天要思考的问题，到底我自己的软弱在哪里？
So we must ponder upon the point, where are weaknesses?
我有没有勇敢、勇气面对自己的软弱？
Do we have the courage to face our weaknesses?
我们面对别人的软弱比较容易。
It's much easier for us to face other people's weaknesses.
因为我们眼睛都长在外面。
Because our eyes look outwards.
都看别人。
And we look at other people.
圣经有一个例子，我觉得很好。
There's an example in the Bible that I like.
耶利米在求神。
When Jeremiah was asking of God,
我们看他求什么。
Let us see what he asks of God.
耶利米书第十四章。
Jeremiah chapter 14.
十七节。
Verse 17.
耶利米书十四章十七节。
Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 17.
十四章第十七节。
Chapter 14,
17. 好，你要唱这话对他们说，愿我眼泪汪汪，昼夜不息。因为我的百姓受了裂口破坏的大伤啊，这里啊，先知啊，为几位民呢、啊、所犯的罪非常的哀伤来祷告。
Here, Prophet Jeremiah was grieving over the sin of a few people.
啊，耶利米是出了名的流泪祷告的先知。
Jeremiah was a famous weeping prophet.
他说：“哇，我的民的破口很大，在受伤啊，被掳了，被打了，被灭了，怎么办呢？”
He said his people were suffering grievous wound.
他向神这样祷告。
And so he prayed to God.
结果神怎么跟他讲呢？
So how did God reply to him?
我们看第15章。
Let us look at chapter 15.
很有趣，我们看第15章第19节。
It's very interesting. Let us look at chapter 15, verse 19.
15章第19节。耶和华如此说，你若归回，我就将你再带出来，使你站在我面前。你若将宝贵的和下贱的分别出来，你就可以当我的口。他们必跪向你，你不可跪向他们。这是神提醒耶利米的话。
This is God reminding Jeremiah.
耶利米啊，神跟耶利米讲。
God told Jeremiah.
你在为别人忧伤，为别人破口忧伤的时候。
While you're worrying over the breaches of these people.
神说你自己要跪向我啊。
That you must turn to me.
可能我们就觉得哇，耶利米讲了很多美好的道理，他应该是可以为着代求了。
Maybe we feel that Jeremiah had many good truths that he can intercede for these people.
但是神跟耶利米说，不要忘记也为自己祷告。
But God reminded Jeremiah that he must not forget to pray for himself.
你自己要先归回我。
That he must turn towards God first.
我就带你出来。
Then I will take you out.
你要将宝贵的下贱的分别。
That you must decipher between the worthless and the worthy.
哦，你就可以做神的口了。
Then you can be God's spokesman.
他们都归向你，你却不可以归向他们。
That they will turn to you, but you must not turn to them.
所以这个是我们今天思考的问题啊。
This is a problem that we must ponder upon.
我们每一个人的软弱可能在哪里呢？
Where are our weaknesses?
可能自己看不到。
Maybe we cannot see them.
可能我们不敢面对。
Maybe we not have the courage to face them.
有一个在其他地方啊，有一个弟兄跟我分享一件事情。
There is a brother from another place. He shared with me.
他说我很爱主。
He said, "I love God."
我很想为主做工。
And I want to work for Him.
但是我知道自己有一个缺点。
But I know I have a weakness.
什么缺点呢？
And what is his weakness?
我的脾气不好。
That he has a bad temper.
我不晓得为什么我容易发脾气。
He doesn't know why he loses his temper very easily.
他说传道你帮我祷告。
He said, "Preacher, please pray for me."
我要改变。
I want to change.
但是我自己没有办法。
But I have no way myself.
你要帮我祷告。
You have to pray for me.
传道跟他讲。
And the preacher said to him.
没有问题。
No problem.
我跟你的软弱是一样的。
I have the same weakness.
因为我有时候也会发脾气。
That I will lose my temper as well.
我有时候也会讲一些不应该讲的话。
And I will say things that I'm not supposed to say.
我们一起面对我们的软弱。
Let us face this weakness together.
我们再次的在神面前找出自己的破口，把它塞住。
And in front of God, we'll find this breach and we will heal it.
但每一个人的破口都不一样。
Of course, everyone has different weaknesses.
但是敢不敢面对呢？
But do we have the courage to face them?
我们不要把它。Turn the blind eye 呢？不会想说，哎，看不见的，不要理。
We must not turn the blind eye on our weaknesses.
对付自己的软弱。
We must deal with it.
我们再看一个记载，我们看撒迦利亚书第三章。
Let us turn to Zechariah chapter 3.
撒迦利亚书第三章。
Zechariah chapter 3.
撒迦利亚书第三章第一节。
Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1.
到第三节。
To verse 3.
撒迦利亚书三章一到三节，请你读完。
Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of God, and Satan standing at his right side to accuse him. Verse 2. The Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. It is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire." Verse 3. Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel.
第三节，OK， 这里说什么了？ 这里说看到一个异象。
Here it talks about a vision.
什么异象呢？
What vision is this?
这个异象跟当时重建圣殿有关系的。
This vision has something to do with the rebuilding of the temple.
因为圣殿被破坏了。
Because the temple was destroyed.
他们要再次把它建起来。
And they have to rebuild it once again.
遇到很多的困难。
They came across many troubles.
最大的困难是什么呢？
What was the biggest trouble?
不是缺钱。
It wasn't financial.
不是缺材料。
It wasn't material.
不是没有这个技术。
It wasn't that they did not have the skill.
最大的困难是什么？
What was the biggest problem?
最大的困难原来出自工人本身。
The biggest problem came from the workers themselves.
工人的代表， 这里说就是大祭司约书亚。
The representative of the workers was Joshua the high priest.
我们可以想想啊， 这里说在神面前啊。
And we can imagine this in front of God.
大祭司约书亚站在神的面前。
The high priest Joshua was standing in front of God.
在神面前当然是要服侍神了。
And if you stand in front of God, he must be serving God.
为神做工啊。
That he was working for God.
但是在约书亚的右边是什么意思？
But what does it mean that at Joshua's right side?
右边，我们大部分的人， 90%的人都是用右手的， 右手是有力的。
And 90% of the people are right-handed.
好，我们摸摸看自己的手臂哦， 右手是比左边粗的。
And if you're right-handed, you will feel that your right arm is bigger than your left.
要打人用右手的。
And if you want to
吃饭也用右手， 用帽子也用右手了。
Whatever you do, you use your right hand.
除了小瘦左撇子之外啊。
Except for some left-handed people.
所以右面是力量的象征。
So the right side signifies power.
所以谁在你右边就很重要了。
So who is on your right-hand side? That's very important.
很可惜啊， 在大祭司约书亚， 右边的是魔鬼啊，是撒旦。
So very regretfully, beside on the right-hand side of Joshua the high priest was Satan.
这里说撒旦要跟约书亚作对。
And here Satan was against Joshua.
哇，这个就很惨了。And
this was very regretful.
圣工人员最怕什么？
What is the most dreadful thing for a holy worker?
圣工人员最怕就是做圣工，事事不顺利，事事都魔鬼作对，我们没有办法胜过他。
The thing that most holy workers fear is having Satan against them in everything they do.
我们家庭最怕什么？
What are the family most afraid of?
家庭就是怕我们魔鬼与我们作对。
In a family, it is most fearful that the devil will work against us.
我们要把家庭的信仰带起来。
That when we want to bring up the faith of the family.
这个无论怎么样都没有办法起来。
But no matter how hard we try, we cannot do this.
哇，这个很厉害啊。
This is very powerful.
魔鬼拉着他的右手啊。
That Satan was at his right hand.
阻挡他。
And he was against him.
为什么魔鬼可以阻挡神的工人呢？
Why can't Satan be against the worker of God?
原来第三节说，约书亚穿着污秽的衣服站在使者面前啊。
And in verse 3, it tells us that Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes.
他拼命在为神做工。
He wanted to work for God.
结果自己的破口自己不知道。
But however, he did not know his own breaches.
做了半天，一点工作都没有。
And he worked so hard, yet he did not accomplish anything.
所以这个也对我自己一个非常大的提醒啊。
And to me, this is a great reminder.
我可能常常讲道理。
Maybe I'm preaching a lot.
但是有没有自己守神的话语呢？
But have I kept the word truth?
我们带领家庭。
When we lead the family.
我们自己是不是穿着污秽的衣服呢？
Are we in filthy clothes ourselves?
如果是的话。
If it is so.
这里说啊， 这里神的使者怎么跟撒旦说， 这个不是从火中抽出来一根柴吗？
And here, how did the angel say to Joshua, is this not a man burning stick snatched from the fire?
就是说要改变不要太晚了。
And say, if you want to change, let not be too late.
自己知道自己的软弱了， 已经在烧了， 不要等到烧光了才来改啊， 没用了。
If you know your weakness, don't let it burn. Snatch it up before it burns.
有一个青年。
There was once a youth.
他虽然在当教员。
He was an RE teacher.
但是他觉得很没有力。
But he felt that he did not have the strength.
他表面上是很亮丽， 很光彩。
Superficially, he seemed very glorious.
做很多圣工。
And he had many holy works.
但是他觉得自己所做的根本就没有力量。
But he felt that whatever he did not have the power.
改变不到别人。
And he could not change people.
改变不了他的学生。
He could not change his students.
他有一次参加神学训练班。
There was once that he was in a spiritual seminar.
神学训练班回来之后。
After the theological seminar.
他在不断思考当中所听的道理。
He pondered upon the truth that he learned.
他知道为什么没有力量了。
And then he realized why he did not have the strength.
他想想我身边的学校的朋友是什么样的人。
He thought about the friends he had around him at school.
是他们影响我还是我影响他们呢？
He thought whether they influenced him or he influenced them.
原来是我被他们影响，我被他们带走了。
And he realized that he was influenced by his friends.
我听什么音乐呢？
What kind of music do I listen to?
我听的音乐都是脏的音乐。
The music I listen to are all profane.
都是那种 rock 的那种魔鬼的音乐。
And they're the music of the devil.
越听心里 越不平安。
And the more I listen, the less peace I have.
我看什么电影呢？
What kind of movies do I watch?
我看了电影，里面很多不造就的、不圣洁的东西。
In the movies I watch, there are many things that are not edifying.
所以我都没有力量了。
And that's why he did not have the strength.
所以他决定回来之后，他决定回来之后啊。
So he decided that after he came back.
我要重新改变。
He wanted to make a change.
重新过一个新的生活。
He wanted to live a new life.
这里我们看第四节啊。
Let us look at verse 4.
使者就吩咐站在面前的人说：“你们要脱去他污秽的衣服。”
The angel said to those who were standing before him, "Take off his filthy clothes."
有时候自己脱不了啊。
Sometimes we cannot take this off ourselves.
我觉得这个很残忍的。
And I think this is very cruel.
因为他是大祭司。
Because he was a high priest.
他有最高的自我，最高的尊严。
And he has very high dignity and integrity.
他穿着衣服啊，不干净。
He had filthy clothes.
自己没有办法。
And he had no way to deal with it himself.
神叫旁边的人帮他脱衣服。
God commanded the people around him to help him take it off.
今天如果神叫旁边的人帮我们脱衣服，我们受不受得起？
If God told somebody else around us to take off our filthy clothes, could we deal with it?
如果今天我观察我家里的小朋友，我两岁、三岁、四岁小朋友脱什么衣服，他就给你脱了。
When I observe kids at home when they're 2 and 3 and 4, if they take off the clothes, they take it off.
妈妈，我脏啊，帮我脱。
And if it's dirty, then they'll take it off.
大人给他脱衣服。
The adults will take it off for them.
有时候我们看到别人衣服脏，我们都不好意思讲。
But however, if you see somebody else with a stain on their clothes, we wouldn't say it.
神说，因为你是大祭司，你就要接受这种东西。
But because he was a high priest, he has to accept this.
来，别人帮他脱。
So somebody else had took it off for him.
别人提醒他。
The other people reminded him.
哎，这个是很重要。
This is very important.
我的破口在哪里呢？
Where are our breaches?
我们互相提醒才知道。
We must remind each other.
脱了之后，神就给他穿上华美的衣服了。
After he took it off, they put on glorious clothes.
So, 穿上荣美的衣服就可以为神做工。
And after they put on these rich garments, they can work for God.
所以我们刚刚所讲的是属灵的破口。
So this is spiritual breach.
我们每一个人都有一个属灵的破口。
Every one of us has a spiritual breach.
我们知不知道在哪里呢？
Do we know where it is?
我们在祷告当中要思考。
In our prayer, we must ponder upon this.
啊，另外一种破口。
Another kind of breach.
是我们那个捕鱼的网的破口。
It is the hole in the net that we fish from.
我们请看马太福音第四章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 4.
对不起，第马太福音第四章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 4.
我们请看第二十一节。
Let us look at verse 21.
第四章第二十一节到二十一节啊，听读。
Chapter 4, verse 21. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called to them.
这里说主耶稣选召门徒啊，从海边加利利海边选召了几个门徒是当渔夫的。
Here it tells us that Jesus, his first disciples, were fishermen at the Sea of Galilee.
那么这里有两个门徒啊，他们在做什么呢？
And there were two disciples. What were they doing?
这是西比他的儿子雅各跟约翰，他们在被主耶稣选召之前在做什么呢？
What were these people doing? James and Zebedee and his brother John.
他们在船上来捕网。
They were preparing their nets in the boat.
啊，我觉得这个动作很重要。
I think this action is very important.
主耶稣常常用捕网，用网这个东西来形容属灵的道理。
Jesus often used this net as a spiritual meaning.
啊，我们要传福音，要得人于得语，就是要抓灵魂来归主。
That when we spread the gospel, we must be fishers of men.
今天我们要被好的网来网住，要被主耶稣的网来网住啊。
So today we must be caught by the good net, by Jesus' net.
我们不要被魔鬼的网网住啊。
We must not be caught by the devil's net.
什么叫被魔鬼的网网住呢？
What does it mean to be caught by the devil's net?
上网 ，internet， 没有办法自己控制自己了，哇，被网住了。
It is like going on the internet. You cannot control yourself and control the time.
啊，不是年轻人哦。现在发觉啊，社会上有一种报告说，连中年人都会上网沉迷。
This does not only include the youth. There is a report saying that even people in middle age had this addiction to internet.
在家里不跟太太讲话，不跟先生讲话。
At home, they don't speak to their spouse.
上网每天 MSN， 不晓得跟谁在讲话。
And they go online and talk on MSN.
现在还有啊，另外一个发现。
There's another discovery.
因为这个 internet 的关系啊。
That because of the internet.
英国啊，美国啊，他们都只要打一个字啊，就可以找到你在中学的 high school 的初恋情人。
That whatever you type in, very quickly you can find out your first love in high school.
啊，跟自己太太结婚十年了、二十年了，哎呀，觉得很烦啊。
Since you're married to your spouse for 10 or 20 years, you feel very
一点新鲜感都没有了。
Very frustrated, you do not have any affection.
一点都不浪漫啊，只会 complain.
And it is not romantic, and you're always complaining.
哎，打打打打打，咦，我那个初恋情人原来在某某城市。
And then after going on the internet, you find my first love is actually in the city.
哇，这个不得了，这个一拍即合，一个火又擦出来，就干柴烈火就犯罪了。
And the spark will lit a fire, and you will go to sin.、
啊、所以自从这个 internet 出现之后啊，这个婚姻的破坏率啊越来越高，因为老公每天都在跟电脑讲话。
So after this internet became popular, the marriage failed more and more.
太太也有啊。
And this goes the same for both husband and wife.、
啊、所以这个网是很厉害的。
So this internet is very, very powerful.
不要以为说青年人才会上网被网住啊。
Don't be deceived that only youth will go on the internet.
每一次上网之前都提醒说我在上网了，我被网住了。
Every time you go on the internet, you must realize that you are in the net.
我们要被好的网网住，被耶稣的网来网住。
We must be caught by the good net, by Jesus' net.
耶稣的爱是一个网啊。
Jesus' love is a type of net.
教会就是一个网。
The church is a type of net.
要救我们灵魂的网。
The type of net that want to save our souls.
把我们从苦海救出来。
We want to save us from the bitter sea.
把我们从罪海救出来。
Want to save us from the sea of sin.
但是这个网有时候也不小心会破、啊、
But sometimes there will be gaps、
啊、
in this hole.
普国语的人都知道，那个网用的多了，都捞一些奇奇怪的东西啊，石头啊，都会割破那个网。
And for those who have fish, they will know that they will catch some things that will put holes in the net.
无论你那网有多大
，No matter how big this net is.
无论你的鱼有多量有多少
，And no matter how big the capacity is.
只要你的网破了。
As long as you have a hole in the net.
哇，那再怎么捞啊，也是浪费气力而已。
That no matter how hard you try to fish, it will be vain effort.
所以这里啊，捕鱼的人偶尔都要修补一下。
So here the fishermen, they will have to prepare the net and mend it.
这里告诉我们什么？
What does it tell us here?
我觉得这个网可以告诉我们两点。
I think this net can give us 2 points.
第一就是我们要分工合作，同工的关系。
And first is that we must work united.
一个人就是一个点。
Every person is a dot.
两个人就是一条线。
And 2 people together will make a line.
三个人才是一个平面，才是开始有网。
And 3 people together will make a plane, and that makes a net.
教会的圣工也是一样。
This goes the same for the Holy Working Church.
我们属灵的生命也是一样。
And this goes the same for our spiritual life.
我们属灵的生命不可能独自存在的。
We cannot live by ourselves spiritually.
你不可以说哇，我在自己在家里每天读经祷告，圣灵充满，我不用来聚会，不用跟弟兄姐妹讲话，我就进天国了。
You cannot say that I will read the Bible and I'll pray at home and I'll be filled by the Holy Spirit. I don't need to go to church.
我们需要一个网。
We need the net.
互相的支持。
We need support from each other.
好，所以我们不能独立存在的。
And therefore, we cannot live by ourselves.
所以圣工也是一样。
This is the same for holy work.
不要以为说哇，传道人一个可以做所有的工作，没可能啊。
Don't think that the preacher can do all the work himself.
传道人来了，哇，整个观念改观了，也不可能的。
And then the preacher will come and change everything.
一个人不可能做什么。
One person cannot do something big.
也不能可能做所有的工作。
And they cannot do everything.
也不可能在所有的地方同时出现。
They cannot appear in every different place.
所以我们教会的圣工要起来，就是要一个网。
So in order to prosper in the holy work, there must be a net.
少年、中年、青年、老年一起来为主做工。
The children, the youth, and the elder will have to work together.
新受洗的、老信徒的一起为主做工。
The newly baptized and the old members will have to work together.
互相关心。
They must care for each other.
那这个网也可以代表同工之间的关系啊。
And this net can also symbolize the relationship between the workers.
无可否认，有时候工作多了，这个网要破掉了。
And sometimes when they have too much work, there will be holes in the net.
有时候捞上些石头了。
And they will catch some rocks.
关系有时候不是很好。
That means that sometimes the relationship will be sour.
这个时候你不可以说，哎呀，那么小，这个算了，不理他就算了。
And you cannot just ignore this problem.
小问题你要对住对付他说。
Because every little problem you will have to deal with.
我们来看一个圣经，我们来看那个哥罗西书第三章。
Let us turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter
3. 十三节。
Verse 13.
三章十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 13.
请读。
Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
好，第十四节。
14. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
保罗说啊，我们有时候闲去啊，我们要互相的包容。
And here Paul says that we must bear with one another.
有时候，这个可以用在好几方面的。
This can be applied in many aspects.
如果夫妻当中也是一样。
It could be between husband and wife.
夫妻有时候网也会破掉。
Sometimes the net between husband and wife will have a hole in it.
什么时候破了？吵架的时候就破了。
And when does this happen? It happens during an argument.
啊，吵架是一定会的。
Argument will always happen.
看你是吵的方法，还没有吵得很有艺术。
But it depends whether or not you have an artistic side.
吵的时候温度也没有控制的好，不然它烧起来。
That whether or not you control your temper during an argument.
吵了差不多啊，好了好了，不要先不要讲，先冷静一下。
And then you will tell yourself to calm down and control your tempers.
我们来沟通。
So you can communicate.
啊，兄弟姐妹相处也是一样。
This goes the same between brothers and sisters.
有时候这个网破掉了。
Sometimes the net will be broken.
我看到你心中不舒服，你看到我也跑开了。
That I do not feel comfortable with you, nor are you with me.
怎么办？
What do you do then?
这个网不能不理它，不然会越破越大。
We cannot just neglect this hole; it will grow bigger and bigger.
来来来，我亲爱的兄弟姐妹。
You must come to dear brother and sister.
心中有什么，我们拿出来讲。
Whatever we have in our hearts, you must say it.
只有我跟你。
And just you and me.
夫妻之间也是一样。
This goes the same for husband and wife.
我们夫妻之间没有什么不可以讲的，来，我们把问题讲清楚。
Between husband and wife, there should be nothing that you cannot say.
我有软弱，你也有软弱，我们一起来改。
You have a weakness, and so have I. Let us change together.
所以啊，这个爱就是联络全德的。
So love unites all.
所以我们来看约翰福音。
Let us turn to Gospel of John.
约翰福音二十一章。
Gospel of John chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章第十一节。
Gospel of John chapter 21 verse 11.
第十一节，西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，共153条。鱼虽然这么多，网却没有破。请读啊。
Simon Peter climbed aboard and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153.
这个神。
But even with so many, the net was not torn.
这个神迹我们都知道。
We all know of this miracle.
就是让他们捕了153的大鱼。
That Lord Jesus allowed them to catch 153 fish.
捕到先不要开心呢。
And of course, it'd be very joyful to catch these fish.
关键网会不会因为这样破
？But the key thing is whether or not the net will be torn.
什么时候会破呢？我们抓东西越大，没有说很高兴，但是压力也会越大，也越容易破。
When will the net be torn? It's when we have the largest pressure, when we have the most things in it.
很简单，夫妻两个人，如果还没有小孩子的话。
Very simply, between husband and wife, if they did not have children.
每天很恩爱啊，每天二人世界啊。
And if they will be in a world of their own.
生了三个孩子之后。
And after they have three kids.
哇，每天小孩子在吵吵闹闹。
And they will have kids in their lives.
很高兴啊。
Of course, they'll be very joyful.
但是夫妻很忙啊，没有机会讲话啊。
But the husband and wife will be very busy and have no time to talk.
生活当中琐碎的事就爆发了。
And sometimes in their life, they will lose their temper.
网可能这个时候就破掉了。
And maybe at this time the net will be broken.
圣工也是一样。
This goes the same for Holy Word.
在发展的当中。
During the time when the church is developing.
神在动工的时候。
And God is working among the people.
大家都很忙啊。
Everyone is busy.
但是这个张力啊，压力就大了。
But then that gives the church a lot of pressure.
不小心的话，网就在这个时候会破啊。
And sometimes this net will break at this time.
所以我们要思想这个问题。
So we must think about this point.
求主保守我们同工之间的网不要破。
That we must ask God to guide us so that the net between the workers will not break.
真的破了，也求主补回来。
And if it does tear, we ask God to mend it.
夫妻之间的关系的网也不要破。
And the net between husband and wife must not tear.
有破了，也要赶快补起来。
If there is a tear, it must be mended immediately.
我们的破口在哪里呢？
So where are the breaches?
我们知不知道呢？
Do we know this?
我们请唱赞美诗。
Let us sing hymn.
305首。
305.